If you fork over money for a ticket to a football game, do you have a responsibility to stay there till the end of the game? Well, if you're sitting in the student section at a Michigan State University football game, the answer seems to be yes, you do. Coach Mark D'Antonio and Spartan AD Mark Hollis have been very clear they were disappointed in seeing so many fans leave early last Saturday night against Nebraska. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. John, there were nearly 76,000 in the crowd at the start of the game, but plenty of empty seats by the end after midnight when State nearly lost the game, by the way. If you were Mark D'Antonio or Mark Hollis, would you have scolded fans for leaving early?
Good question. Certainly I can get why you might be disappointed. That was, a great game between two ranked teams, which in the Big Ten does not happen very often. Michigan State has become a bit of a rival of Nebraska and vice versa, of course. So it's a bit surprising they were leaving when the game was still in the balance and things were kind of hot and heavy. But the flip side is this, that scolding your customers is very rarely a formula for getting more customers.
Yeah, well, there is that. Now, I want to say in fairness, and I know this because my husband and my daughter were at that game last Saturday night. It was very, very late, very cold, and very wet. And I have to ask this question. You put on a game at night with an 8:14 kickoff so you can make more money with your primetime nationally televised game. Are fans under a moral obligation to risk pneumonia at midnight so your team can look good for the TV cameras?
Well, Cindy, that question might be a bit tilted, and yet I agree with the tilting. So you're dead right. Look, in the old days, and here we go again, but Bo Schembechler of Michigan, of course, said, toe meets leather at 1:05 p.m. If you want to televise it, great. If you don't, that's fine, too. Toe meets leather at 1:05. The whole point is the Michigan habit of tailgating started when you knew the games were at 1 o'clock. So you get in the night before, or if you're close enough, you leave that morning. You find your spot. You got 2 or 3 hours to have a good time. You go to the game. You come back. You tailgate some more because it's still sunny out, and you go to a local restaurant, which is good for the city as well. Now your times are 12 o'clock, 3:30, 7 o'clock, 8:14 in this case.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, Seinfeld in the heyday of the 90s, they don't bounce around these shows Thursday night at 9 o'clock and Wednesday at 7 o'clock and so on because you lose your audience. And I don't know why college football is so slow to figure out. You keep on moving around your kickoff times, you're going to tick off the fans you've got because it screws up their habits. They don't have habits like this. And you're going to do it at 8:14 in early October. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, because midnight, and I know in my daughter's case, she had a really, really early meeting. They had to go.
Well, exactly. And a lot of Michigan State fans, of course, are from the state, the suburbs mainly and so on. But a lot of state fans come from Traverse City, Grand Rapids, farther away than that, maybe Chicago, maybe Cleveland. And if that's the case, you have to go.
Well, Mark Hollis is now talking about, we want to take a look at maybe overhauling the student ticket system. We know it's first come, first serve now. So if you want good seats, you're lining up for a long time. And he says he's talking to the student body to figure out ways to get fans to stay through the game. Do you think a seniority system with reserve seats would help?
Yeah, I do, because that's what worked for 4 decades at Michigan until the AD screwed around with it in 2013.
I knew you'd bite at that.
The students. Well, it's so obvious. That is the acid test. The case study around the nation right now. Everyone's looking at Michigan and how quickly they alienated the students. So, yeah, we don't have to wonder if it works. We know that it works for 4 decades. So that's a no-brainer. But again, as always, they keep looking at the customers as the problem and not their own policies. Consider TV timeouts. Consider what time of year you're playing 8-14 games. Why are you doing it? As you said, for a buck. So you're trying to sell out your fans who show up for the ones who are on TV. Well, guess what? The fans that show up become fewer and fewer because you're catering to the ones watching on TV. No-brainer.
Next home game for the Spartans is, October 25th against Michigan. You think the student section is going to stay put for that one?
I do believe so. And, look, I've seen a lot of those games up there, as well as in Ann Arbor, of course. And the Spartans won 5 out of the last 6. So I do believe that enjoying their rate of success, no doubt the stands will be packed that night.
Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks so much, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.